afternoon. It's 5:06 and 80 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
Come on out. We'll have boxes there at all those locations for you to drop off some clothes there.
A local professional association is conducting a clothing drive.
COVID cases are on the decline in Kentucky.
Rowan health professionals are hoping to see an increase in vaccinations.
A circuit judge struck down the Kentucky school choice law.
An arrest has been made in a cold case of murder in Elliott County.
In sports, Moorhead State grabbed conference victories this weekend.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 64. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead Rowan County Young Professionals Association is hosting a Share the Warmth Winter Clothing Drive. Gently used men and women's clothes can be donated and will be sent to the Moorhead Inspiration Center and Edgewater Recovery. Caleb Staggs with Moorhead YPA says funds for donations have been limited over the past year due to COVID.
This is something that we're really trying to get a lot of people to show up and donate what you can on the new and used side. Due to COVID and because of how that's been going, we haven't had the opportunity to really grow as much funds as we like that we use to give in donations.
The drive runs through November 5th. Drop-off locations include the Moorhead Visitor Center on East 1st Street, Shelter Insurance on Pinecrest Drive, and the State Farm Office off Kentucky 32.
Kentucky is seeing a steady decline in new coronavirus cases, even as it passes a sad milestone in the pandemic. Hospitals in the state are finally beginning to see glimmers of hope in their inpatient census numbers after a bruising few months. Governor Andy Beshear said Thursday the downward trend of hospitalizations from COVID-19 is consistent with news from around the nation.
We're seeing this across the United States. It is incredibly good news. It is easing some of the pressure on our hospital systems, with now just 58 of 96 hospitals reporting critical staffing shortages.
That's down from peaks that saw closer to 70% of Kentucky hospitals pushed to their limits. But the encouraging drop-off in cases isn't yet reflected in the state's death toll, which remains elevated. Beshear said the Commonwealth has now passed 9,000 total deaths since the start of the pandemic. The governor said the state has learned through the surges how to better expand ICU space and utilize both the National Guard and nursing students.
The Rowan County Gateway District Health Department is using social media to encourage more people to get vaccinated. They want to use a neighbor-to-neighbor approach by making social media posts from community members giving their reasons for getting vaccinated. Mike Maddox with the health department tells WKYT he and his team have heard many reasons why people won't get the shot.
There's so much noise out there. There's so much going on that it's hard to get the information out there. I believe we're people that you can trust, and this vaccine is the way out of this mess that we're in. So please get vaccinated.
Maddox says public health leaders will continue to push the community to get the vaccine to protect themselves and others.
A circuit judge has halted provisions of a recently approved Kentucky school choice law, arguing it runs afoul of the state's constitution. Franklin Circuit Judge Philip Shepard ruled a law that sets up accounts to help pay for a variety of school-related needs for students, including private school tuition in more populated counties, is unconstitutional. The issue comes down to how education accounts are funded through tax credit-eligible donations. Shepard said spending the money on common schools falls within law, but if any of the funds are to go to schools or groups outside of that, it must be first approved by taxpayers. The controversial tax credits have long prompted heated debate in the General Assembly. This is Democrat Margie McGarvey and Republican Earl Schroeder last March.
So these private schools are taking public money to educate kids, and they don't have to let every kid who wants to walk through the door.
School choice has been successful in over half of the United States. Let's help all of Kentucky's students and add Kentucky to the list.
Judge Shepard's ruling blocks enforcement of the tax credit law. School choice backers, Education Choice Kentucky, say they believe the provisions will be upheld on appeal.
While fellow Republicans are chiding Senator Mitch McConnell for agreeing to postpone the debt ceiling fight until December, sources say the Senate leader's decision may have had more to do with the filibuster. For months, McConnell had maintained Democrats would get no help from Republicans when it came to raising the debt ceiling. But this week, the powerful Kentucky Republican allowed a temporary deal to move forward, prompting critics to say he folded on the issue. For his part, McConnell publicly framed the action as the minority party stepping in to save the day.
The pathway our Democratic colleagues have accepted will spare the American people any near-term crisis while definitively resolving the majority's excuse that they lacked time to address the debt limit through the 304 reconciliation process.
CNN reports McConnell has privately defended the deal as necessary to ensure Democrats won't chip away at a key Republican tool for checking the majority, the filibuster. The news channel reports McConnell expressed concern about the pressure being placed on Democratic holdouts to alter Senate rules, even as senators showed no sign of budging.
With recent fire department shortages, Kentucky's firefighter volunteer programs are struggling to keep up with the workload. The Sand Gap Volunteer Fire Department dispatches an average of 250 calls every year, but only has 42 volunteers on the roster to respond. Fire Department Chief Lonnie Madden tells LEX 18 the majority of volunteers work full-time and can't leave to answer a call in the middle of the day.
I've knocked a lot of fire down by myself before, and most of you volunteers around the state have done that. We don't have enough help.
The Kentucky Fire Commission is participating in more job fairs and creating new programs to raise their recruitment numbers.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green, 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
An arrest has been made in a cold case involving an ambush-style murder in Elliott County. Kentucky State Police Post 8 in Moorhead served an arrest warrant on Brian Flannery in Olive Hill Friday. Flannery was arrested in connection to the 2015 murder of Kelly Glover. The victim's brother, Chris, tells WSAZ Glover's body was found lying near his gravel truck on a back road in rural Elliott County.
A senseless killing is what it was. It hurts, and so many things that reminds me of him.
Flannery has been charged with first-degree murder and lodged in the Rowan County Detention Center. No bond has been set.
The trial of Brad Roberts, a former deputy jailer at the Boyd County Detention Center charged with the death of an inmate, resumed this morning. Roberts is the first of four former guards at the Boyd County Detention Center to be tried in connection with the death of Michael Moore, who was found dead at the jail November 29, 2018. Mark Hammond, the Boyd County coroner, testified the cause of death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the torso. According to WSAZ, Hammond discussed how a sternum rub was used to try and allow Moore to regain consciousness.
Now go to, instead of the sternal rub, we pinch behind the knee. You can take a pair of scissors or a pin and rub on somebody's foot, bite the ball of the foot up and down. You can pinch here on the arm or in the hand area.
Roberts faces one count of first-degree manslaughter and 16 counts of first-degree criminal abuse.
The Ashland Police Department is investigating if a series of break-ins throughout the city are connected. A Marathon gas station, Clark's Pump and Shop, and Fat Cat Smokes have all had break-ins within the past few weeks. Taj Sarder, a worker at the Marathon station, tells WSAZ the burglars stole many of the store's vapes, costing him hundreds of dollars.
I'm not trying to make anyone look bad. I just wanted to help get this solved, put a stop to what's been happening in this community. All these businesses getting break-in. It's not a good image for Ashland.
Police are currently going through evidence and looking into suspect information.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And for your Friday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 77.
On our feature segment today, progress is being made on the Triplet Valley Trail Project in Moorhead. WMKY's Keneally Roberts reports.
The city of Moorhead has very few places where a person can walk or ride a bicycle without competing unsafely with vehicle traffic. To combat this, the Daniel Boone Rails to Trails organization has developed the Triplet Valley Trail Project to provide a path for walking and biking. The trail will be built along Triplet Creek along the south edge of town. Last month, the Rails to Trails group met to discuss the progress on the project. Stephen Sewell is vice president of Palmer Engineering, the firm designing the trail. He was present at the meeting to provide the update from his end. He said the design is close to completion.
We got the MOA signed with the state. I guess there was some confusion there, and a couple things got crossways with them, but I think we have that all signed now, and we are moving forward. So the actual design of the trail, I would say, is about 90% done.
All that's left is the design of the abutments that the bridge will rest on.
The bridge we're intending to be a precast or prefab structure. It'll be a steel. We're looking at weathered steel just from a maintenance standpoint. So it kind of looks like it's a little bit rustic, kind of fits the area there. And there is very little maintenance at all. So you don't have to paint it every couple years and that kind of thing.
Sewell also says from a plan development standpoint, nearly everything is done, including a cost estimate.
With that, we were looking at right at $190,000. Then the bridge could be a little bit more depending on what kind of foundations we have to have for that, but I think it'll be within your $250,000 that's received for this project.
However, some aspects have not yet been decided, namely the material that will cover the surface of the bridge. As such, Sewell has a plan for the next steps that need to be taken.
Once we get the bridge layout, then I guess what I was thinking we would have is have a meeting with the city and whoever else needs to be involved in that to decide what that actually is. We have the quantity of it it's just a matter of what specifications we have before we go out to bid.
More information on the Rails to Trails nonprofit organization and their projects can be found at danielboonrt.org. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
It's 80 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Jonathan Burton, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Ethan Jenkins has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Monday afternoon.
Moorhead State Athletics saw a lot of conference victories over the weekend. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ethan Jenkins. The Moorhead State University volleyball team is on a hot streak. The Eagles have won their last five games, including their three road contests in Tennessee last week. MSU defeated Tennessee Tech in a midweek contest, 3-1. Friday, they took down Tennessee State by the same margin, then beat the Tigers again Saturday 3-2. Associate head coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says there were different teammates stepping up in each match.
It's great to see our freshman right side, Macy Wellborn. She did a great job in all three matches, and that's so important for us because everybody's got their outsides with Lohmeyer and Hoffman, but to have that right side attack be really effective helped open some things up for our outsides and then helped Macy be effective as well.
Morehead State returns to action Friday when they host UT Martin. Friday's game is set for 6 o'clock. They'll play again Saturday at 11 a.m. The Morehead State University football team picked up another Pioneer Football League win over the weekend. The Eagles were in South Carolina to take on Presbyterian Saturday, coming out on top 38-30. MSU generated 443 total offensive yards and came up with 4 turnovers on defense, including a season-high 3 interceptions. Coach Rob Tenure says preparing for the Blue Hose called for a major gear shift.
Coach Kelly was hired away from the high school ranks to take over this college program, and he's the coach that goes for it on fourth downs. He onside kicks every possession, and he never punts. So, it's a really unorthodox preparation, but you got to spend some time doing some things that you normally don't do. Working these onside kicks and preparing your football team for some other things. So,
the Eagles are now preparing for homecoming weekend, playing host to Butler Saturday. Kickoff at Jane Stadium is set for 3 o'clock. After the win against Louisiana State University, the University of Kentucky's football team has improved to 6-0 for the first time since 1950 and jumped 5 spots in the AP Top 25 to number 11. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The Wildcats travel to Athens October 16th to visit Georgia with first place in the SEC East up for grabs. Georgia is the new number one in the Associated Press college football poll by a unanimous vote, taking the top spot in the regular season for the first time since November 1982. The Bulldogs' rise from the number 2 spot comes a day after preseason number 1 Alabama was upset at Texas A&M. The defending national champion Crimson Tide slipped 4 spots to number 5 after its first loss of the season. Kickoff for next Saturday is set for 3:30. For WMKY Sports, I'm Keneally Roberts.
The Rowan County Senior High School football team improved their record after a home win against Harrison County Friday. Now at 5-3, Rowan defeated the Thoroughbreds in Morehead 50-28. Coach Kelly Ford says his guys got things done, but it didn't start out pretty. The Vikings were a little sluggish at the opening kickoff, and the team was also dealing with Harrison County's very talented quarterback.
We talked early about Caden Custer being a really good quarterback and having a good strong arm and extending plays and all that. So, but overall, I was really happy when they cut the lead down 27-21, and we kind of refurbished and got ourselves back going again, and we just kept answering the bell and finally got a couple good stops at the end to pull it away.
The Vikings are off this week. They'll use the time for recovery and fine-tuning before facing off with Boyd County on the road next Friday. It was another split week for the Morehead State University soccer team. The Eagles fell in a heartbreaker at Murray State yesterday when the Racers scored the only goal of the game in the final minutes of competition. MSU hoped to keep the momentum going from their victory against Austin Peay Thursday, picking up a 1-0 win at home. Coach Warren Lipka says facing off with the Governors was a great day for the team.
You know, it put us in a good position. Again, just scored Jenna Setters getting her first career goal was good timing, and I thought we played well. I thought we played very well on both sides of the ball, and deserved to get that victory.
There are only 3 regular season games left for the Eagles, with 2 of them taking place this week. MSU will take on Belmont on the road Thursday at 7:30. They'll be back home on Sunday to take on Southeastern Missouri at 2 o'clock. Morehead State Rifle went shoulder-to-shoulder with number 2 Kentucky at home Saturday, coming up just short in a 27-point decision. Junior Bryce Ward led all Eagle shooters with an 11.74 overall score, including a 5.92 in air rifle and a 5.82 in small bore. The Eagles had the top two finishers in air, with senior Erin Dial equaling her teammate at a 592. Senior Katie Fry shot at 589, while freshman Danielle Vigil continued her solid freshman season with a 589. Senior Amber Schifano was close behind at 588. In small bore, the Eagles were led by Ward, while Dial scored a 574. Kentucky's Richard Clark edged out Ward by two for the individual high score at 1176. The Eagles' next action is at Murray State next weekend, where they'll face the Racers on Friday and former OVC rival Jacksonville State Saturday. That'll do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551. And online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fell to start the week as investors weighed surging oil prices, economic worries, and major third-quarter earnings results ahead. The Dow Industrials dropped 250 points, or 0.7%, to close at 34,496.06. The blue-chip average was up more than 200 points at its intraday high. The S&P 500 is down 0.7% to 4,361, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.6% to 14,486. Stocks did churn for most of the day, but selling increased in the final hour, with the major averages closing the session at their lows. And, of course, this week, earnings season kicks off with the big banks the first to report. And, of course, the U.S. bond market was closed today. The U.S. oil benchmark WTI crude oil topped $82 a barrel at its session highs before trading around $80, and the surging prices added to looming concerns about inflation. Energy stocks gained for most of the session as oil prices made their jump, but also rolled over in the last hour with the broader market into the close. And 8 out of 11 S&P 500 sectors closed lower in today's session, with utilities as the worst-performing sector. And as mentioned, this week the major banks will kick off their earnings reports with J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup all reporting. Delta Airlines and Walgreens Boots Alliance also will report earnings this week. Investors will be looking for insights into supply chain challenges, particularly going into the holiday shopping season. Reporting from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area, the weather for tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. And for your Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Alyssa White, Ethan Jenkins, Devin Bartley, and Jonathan Burton. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next.